The Chris Christie traffic scandal involves commuters from the New Jersey suburbs. Over the past few decades, there's been a boom in low-cost suburbs around cities in Mexico. But now many of those suburbs are falling into disarray, and residents have fled. They've left behind about 600,000 abandoned homes, including 50,000 in Tijuana. From the Fronteras desk, Jill Replogle has a story.
A casual visitor to Tijuana would have little reason to stumble upon a place like Villa del Prado. You get to it by heading southeast of the city's urban core through miles of sparsely populated hills, junkyards, and humble ranches. When you get there, it looks like a small city filled with row upon row of identical one- and two-story units, 14,000 of them. Locals call these types of homes pichoneras, or bird cages, because they're so small. Some are only 300 square feet. But people bought into the idea of having their own home, even if it's a tiny one, in a manicured neighborhood. Ruth Betancourt calls to her three-year-old son, who's gone to play with some neighborhood kids. She moved to Tijuana 8 years ago with her husband and infant daughter. They bought a house in Villa del Prado. When we first got here, it was quiet, Betancourt says. There weren't many people. Most of the houses weren't occupied yet. It was a nice place. That's why we picked it, she says. At the time, those new, empty houses signaled hope. A fresh start in a brand new suburb on the edge of a bustling metropolis. This type of planned development sprang up on the outskirts of Mexican cities starting in the 1990s. There are about 15 in Tijuana. They're modeled on the American suburb, says Larry Herzog. He's a professor of city planning at San Diego State University.
It's often built because of fear of crime. People want to get away from the city. They want to move somewhere where they feel safer.
These suburbs were largely fueled by a Mexican government agency called Infonavit. It finances mortgages for Mexican workers. Infonavit wanted to move beyond the shoddy building and erratic urban expansion that have plagued cities like Tijuana. Over the years, Villa del Prado filled up. Some residents opened restaurants, stores, and internet cafes on the ground floor of their homes. A street market sprung up. But recently, the neighborhood has begun to deteriorate. There are abandoned and vandalized homes on nearly every street. The cul-de-sac where Betancourt lives has four of them. Some are missing front doors and windows. One house is filled with trash. Another has walls covered in graffiti.
La utilizan para drogarse.
Betancourt says people get high in these abandoned houses. They sleep in them and keep tabs on the neighbors' comings and goings so they can break into their homes and rob them, she says. The neighborhood built on a dream of safety is now crime-ridden. Here's what happened in Villa del Prado and other low-income suburbs. Like in the U.S., many people lost their jobs when the global economy tanked and could no longer pay their mortgages. But beyond that, some of the developments were built in the middle of nowhere. And though planners expected the city to grow up around the neighborhoods, this often hasn't happened. Here's Larry Herzog again.
Other investors aren't coming in and building shopping centers. There are no clinics nearby. So people are very isolated.
Ruth Betancourt says what drove her neighbors away was crime.
De una se fueron porque se metieron a robar.
She says armed robbers broke into a house across the street. The pregnant woman who lived there was so scared that she miscarried. After that, the family moved to a safer neighborhood. Housing authorities are aware of all of these problems, and they admit they've made mistakes with the suburban model and are now trying to correct them. Alejandro Arregui represents Infonavit in Baja California.
Ahorita la apuesta es hacia otra, hacia una nueva dirección.
He says his agency's new goal is quality of life for the homeowners it serves and quality surroundings. Arregui says the Mexican government is now focused on sustainable housing that's close to where people work, shop, and play. In neighborhoods like Villa del Prado, Arregui's agency is working with private companies and foundations to fix up homes and resell them. One firm has already restored and resold more than 600 homes throughout Tijuana. If the city wants to restore all of its abandoned homes, it's got about 49,400 more to go. For The World, I'm Jill Replogle, Tijuana.